Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to town.
It's mercy if y'all don't know. It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give and go. This Shelly, you hoodie girl, dunk it in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Ah. Yeah, baby, buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
Matt, who do we want to talk about in the portal? Oh, first off, Michael Nwoko has committed to Mississippi State. So that happened today.
This reeks of favor air going to Penn State. Same.
Yeah,
same
Mississippi
difference.
State is cooking.
They're cooking. Portal news, Matt. What are we talking about?
Inside joke from the Buckets group chat.
We can talk about cooking with an easy bake oven.
So where does Nwoko go when he enters the portal after next season?
UCI.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, you want him to be an anteater?
Yeah, just so Long Beach State can whoop his ass.
Go Beach.
Go Beach. What were we talking about? Oh, portal.
Yeah, we got some big guys coming on campus. Like, it's a big weekend for.
Well, one's confirmed. I don't know about the other one. If it's actually confirmed, did you see something about it?
We rumor monger. What are we doing?
Okay. So
15 Watson hit by pitch, man. 15. And we struck out 10 times.
Is it Javon? Is that how you pronounce it?
He asked. I think so. I think Javon.
Javon Small. Actually played college ball with oh my God, Brandon Johnson. Who transferred from ECU, played with him at ECU, then went to Oklahoma State for a year. He's a really good player. He's probably, I've seen rankings of him being the best guard in the portal. Like top three, just depends where you look, yeah.
All right, you got Nigel, you got Jaleel. Jaleel, fuck off. You got Jaleel. And then you get him. Is he going to play?
I'm telling you now, like, if he comes,
he's definitely starting. So, yeah. Because we did a lot of talking about how, okay, we're going to, you know, Lynn Kidd's more of a traditional center. We're really kind of, those three have to start. So now.
Matthew Cleveland back at the four?
In my head, I'm like, is Matthew going back to the four? Now we doing this again?
I don't know,
because those three are, I mean, you said, well, like, so what about there's but, absolutely no way Johnson you could bring off the bench reasonably. There's no way you could bring Small off the bench. That
no,
a starter
100%.
And there's no way you could bring top five pick Jaleel off the bench, and there's no way Nigel's off the bench.
I think you, so Max just said it, I think that you could almost
hell no.
I think that's a more likely.
I think you're gonna see all three of them start.
Yeah,
but I think this is one of those situations where the talent's too high to not just go for it and try to figure it out.
But like to to be honest, and me and Max have talked about this, I don't think it's super unlikely, but like I thought about it more too. And like, if you think about who comes back, it's like if Cleveland comes back, like if we're just talking about like who I would want to start, Cleveland or Bethea, I mean, I would want Bethea to start.
Right. And Lonnie did start for like a week. he was starting by like end of November. Not officially.
He did an interview.
Yeah, he did an interview in French saying he was going to. There's no way he's not. But he'll, you know, he has the option to come back, but he would be an idiot not to go through the draft process.
Everybody on the team has the option to come back. Well, I mean, some of the ones that enter the portal, we don't want to come back, but everyone has eligibility.
Yeah, no, not basically most of them that are actually
everybody.
I don't want anyone. Yeah, but I don't want anyone from the portal back. Norchad didn't enter the portal.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
And that, you know what? That's a good example of taking yourself seriously, not insulting your school. He's mm-hmm. either going to go pro or he's going to come back to Miami.
Yeah.
He's not playing games.
Yeah. But Norchad, the last thing he said at a press conference was, "It's great to be a Miami."
Right, Hurricane. Like there's a way to do this with class, and there's a way to.
You
do
know, what he likes Chick-fil-A. Williams did.
I don't think he even knows what Chick-fil-A is. He's out on 8th Street in Pequena, Managua, eating at the restaurants over there. He's not.
But I think too, the other thing also, like you just got to acquire talent and you figure it out.
That's what I was saying. Like this is too much talent to pass.
That's
up.
Well, you that's get what in I was there say. You said on the last show. Yeah.
And I think that was an issue last year is L just went after specific people and he only got one player when we needed more. So I think this year he's just like, all right, like this guy, let's go.
I think we were all a little complacent, including Coach L. I mean, we're very guilty of this. It's on video over several months. So can't really hide from it. But of thinking, hey, let's keep as much continuity as we can, when actually running it back without Zay and Jordan Miller is actually not a good basketball team. And, you know, Coach L should have realized that. We should have realized that. Obviously, we got Matthew Cleveland, who's certainly an ACC starting player. But, you know, largely... And then again, I mean, losing Harlan Beverly, losing Anthony Walker, like those are guys that contributed, you know, the idea that we'll just get just Matthew Cleveland and continuity. And, you know, Coach Al again is guilty of this, talking up Wooga as if he's going to replace Zay. He's not that caliber of player.
Wooga has not stated
officially done anything either. Yeah. But I guess we were delusional. And like Matt said, I think he's learned his lesson. Like, no. Well, it's easy to say don't run it back when the team was asked, but I do think that was kind of a lesson. Again, this portal era is new, right? And all these schools are weighing continuity versus, you know, consistency. Like, how much do you? Because look, some of these kids are in the portal because they get pushed out too. And actually, I think a lot of our kids out the Final Four team that left were pushed out, other than Harlan Beverly, because he explicitly said, I don't know if he meant to do this or let slip out, but he did explicitly say he had the option of coming back in his mm-hmm. in his preseason press conference when he had like laryngitis and could barely talk. And he didn't say that about the other kids. And you know what? If Anthony Walker was on this year's team, he probably would have played a lot and contributed a lot better than Nwoko and Chope and all these guys. We have AJ Casey that we ran out there at that position. So
ask at IQ.
Yeah. No, it's not basket IQ. It's IQ. It's high IQ basket.
Oh, high IQ basket. Sorry.
And so I think, you know, again, we're even at his age, you got to learn lessons because this is all new. This idea that everyone can just leave whenever they want now and play. Again, they're kind of softening the rules even further where you can basically just play. You don't need a reason. And it doesn't matter if you're transferred five times. You can play. So they're all trying to adjust to that. And you know, I think he fumbled it last year, and this year, different approach entirely.
We've already got two guys out there.
Well, it's talent acquisition, though. It's like, that guy is good. I'm going to get him. And if it pisses off the guys on the team, who cares?
Yeah.
And I think he's gone that approach. And I think he's also probably played a little bit harder ball with some of the existing players. Like, it's not an accident that Nigel very early is like, I'm coming back. Screw that. I'm not playing any games.
And again, shout out to Nigel for not screwing
and around. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a conversation with Norchad about if you enter the draft and put your name in the portal, you do not have an option to come back here. We're not waiting until it's one thing to go through the draft process and decide to come back. It's another thing to go through the draft process and say, and after that, I might transfer still. Yeah. And so I think he might have, you know, just talked to him about that. I was like, if you want to come back to Miami at all, you cannot put your name in the portal because you're not welcome back if you do that, because we got to move on. Because it is kind of weird that he didn't. He's either going pro or he's coming back.
Well, honestly, I mean, I know we talked about him, that there's rumors about him wanting to transfer, but I genuinely think he likes Miami.
No, he does.
So I find it, I mean, we're all assuming Keyshawn's entering the portal, but I find it interesting that we haven't, I mean, the draft, sorry. I just find it interesting we haven't heard anything of Cleveland and Wooga.
I think Cleveland's not going to say anything because I think he's staying and he's happy.
Yeah.
Like he's been, you know, when we landed the transfers, he was, you know, very active on social media, positively reacting. I think Matthew's a hurricane. He's staying here. You don't need to make an announcement that you're not entering the portal when you're locked in at your zip six school. It's just gonna keep playing there. So
I mean, Nigel made an announcement that he was running it back.
Yeah, because there were questions around him. I don't really think there's questions around Cleveland. I think he was a guy we all assumed would be back. And he's just given no indication and if anything else. He's a really good player. We want him back. He looks like he's committed to Miami. It's a good thing. I don't honestly, Wooga's the one that's confusing me.
Max, oh my God.
Hi, Ice Cube Basket. Dude, baseball over. Okay, so.
Other portal guys besides Javon Small, who else?
I mean, I think that's all that was reported about visiting, right?
Wasn't there a big man or no? I could be wrong.
I don't think so.
There's been so much stuff with the women's that the men have kind of fallen at the wayside at the moment.
Yeah. No, I think it was – I don't
– There's another name that Max sent you.
Oh, well, no. Thanks, Katsi. We definitely need to do
that. Yeah, there's another name. I didn't know if Max wanted me to bring it up, though.
Well, apparently.
Is it okay if I bring it up, Max?
I mean, he said it in the chat. Buyer beware. Go for it.
Okay. So there's another rumor that there's a transfer from Stetson that is going to be visiting. I didn't even see if he said it was okay. Oh, he said go for it. There we go. Jalen Blackman, he was their leading scorer, put up 21 a game. I honestly haven't watched film on him yet. I watched more film on Javon Small, but I saw a few of his conference tournament games. I can't remember who Stetson played. I think it was in the finals. But really good score, different level score, can score from three. He's like a high volume shooter. He shoots like 38% from three.
What year is he in?
But he was at GCU his freshman year, and then he had 2 years at Stetson.
Okay,
so yeah, he's a legit scorer. Yeah, he's a legit scorer. So I mean, yeah, 10th best scorer in the country. Really good shooter too. Oh, you know what? There was another wing that we were looking at. The wing from Dayton. Is that who you were talking about, Melissa?
Was it? I thought there was a bigger guy.
Maybe, but that. So the guy that I was gonna say from Dayton that I said was Mustafa 2.0 because he was from Dayton. He's been connected to a few other schools. I don't think Miami's going to really be in the running for him. I think it's going to I think these two guys, you know, we're seriously going after.
Do we like the Stetson? I mean, I know you haven't watched a ton of tape, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would be happy with either one of these guys. To give you a clear answer on like which I'd want of the two, maybe Max can chime in too in the comments. Cause I know he's watched film on both of them. But
oh, maybe it was a high school guy. Okay.
Oh, are we talking about Sisich?
There was something about a big.
Yeah, it's is it Stefan Sisich? Is that how you say his name?
Something.
Yeah. But no, I think these are both guys that would help us immensely. Both really good scorers. You know, in particular about Javon Small. I think that he's someone that would fill a void of like what we missed from Zay last year. Mm-hmm. He's a really good slasher, creates contact at the rim, can shoot the three as well. I mean, he doesn't have like the prettiest release, but you know, can score in a multitude of ways, good in the pick and roll, and he's a really good passer as well. I think he had a top 10 assist rate in the Big 12. But yeah, no, he's, you know, a legit guy. There's a reason why he's, you know, regarded as one of the best guards in the transfer portal. And I think he would be a really good fit next to Nigel, because he's someone that can play make, you know, can score with the ball, and then is also really good in catch and shoot scenarios. So, you know, he can play in, you know, kind of both ways, on ball and off ball. But yeah.
We are going after everyone that is talented. That's all I'm going to say. It's not just only guards. We did talk, though, about how we are light at the guard position, even if, you know, our assumption that Cleveland is back. We don't have backups, right? We have right now we'd start Jaleel and we'd start Nigel, and there ain't shit behind them. We need one to two more guards that can play.
Because right now the sixth man would likely be Swartz, a freshman.
What about Jobert?
Again, likely right now our sixth man would be Swartz, a freshman.
I worked very hard to keep a straight face. Honestly, if Jobert is playing significantly, we fuck something up. But yeah, no. So guards a huge need.
We're gonna
guards
have to keep it on a t-shirt.
High IQ high basket.
Like quote Jobert. Like, I don't know.
Should I put it on? It's not basket IQ. It's all backwards. I think it's high IQ.
Hoodie line available on aboutthefans.com. You can get this amazing Larinaga Meyer 23 hoodie with Final Four Elite 8 on the side. Aboutthefans.com. Anyway. There's more people in the chat now. I had to re-advertise.
I got to tell you something after the show, but those freshmen, yes. There's different caliber freshmen. I think you're fine with Schwartz being a rotation player, and you're certainly fine with Jaleel starting. I think where we fucked up this year was the recruiting classes we have brought in. Like, I agree with Kings, Cahy. These are the different caliber of player we're talking about.
Remember, Jaleel is the highest ranked recruit ever to come through Miami.
Right, but I think, you know, if you go back, if you rewind up before the season started and you heard Coach L talking about these players, Nwoko is not ready yet. Jobert is nowhere near ready. He's a multi-year project. By the end of the year, these guys were playing. that was a problem that manifested from injuries. And look, we have had Keyshawn is the only good player that we've got out of high school in the last 2 years. It's like we have missed on recruiting classes.
I don't know. I would be worried if Schwartz was the sixth man, like going into the season.
Well, I mean, and that's why we're talking about wanting more depth. But yeah, as of right now, that's what it looks like.
But also, we're talking about contributors. I'd be worried if he's unable to contribute.
I think he will be a contributor in limited minutes. Yes, we do need more people, though. We've talked about this. We need more depth at guard.
Yeah, and it's what he's trying to do. It's what he's bringing in veterans that can play.
I'm trying to correct the pronunciation and the spelling of Austin Swartz's name. It's Swartz, not Schwartz. It's Swartz.
Yeah. Good luck with fighting that battle. anyway, so but so I think that's why he's I think that that's why he's aggressively looking for more depth, right? He knows that he needs more than what we have, but yeah, no, guard's a problem, I think.
And also, I think we could use another big.
Norchad dependent.
Hey, listen, if Norchad came back, that's best case scenario.
Because
I'm not counting on it. Are you really? That's the best you got, Max?
So I think, yeah, if Norchad doesn't come back, we again don't have any real depth at the. How much money does it take for get a third baseman to step on third base when there's force out there and he's standing a foot from it, man? You can't.
At least
you can't,
we have the Panthers. Kane's cat seat. At least we have the Panthers.
Oh God, his name is just a disaster string there.
No, it's not because
the cats are sitting in the middle trying to prop up that whole handle.
The Heat and the Canes, we don't know, but we got the Panthers.
Dude, the whole crowd was yelling, "Step on the base!" and he just ate the ball, and the guy slid in front of him. Yeah. Anyway, NIL is not going to fix 15 walks and hit batters. I'm sorry. There's an issue in the dugout there, but that's for next Tuesday. We're talking hoops.
Matt's getting bored.
I mean, you got to see this thing. They hit the grounder at third, and he bobbled and just stood there. And the dude's coming from like a mile away and slides in front of him. He's still standing.
Sounds like you and Jazz will have a lot to talk about on Canes on Deck next week.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that.
Says the person who was just talking about the Panthers. At least I kept it on UM Sports. Anyway. Okay,
I'd mention a winning team.
I mean, the Mavericks are right there. We're targeting some guards. I think we all feel we need another big, probably. Like, there's no depth there. And I think we'd like to minimize. I think this will happen at times. I do think we want to minimize the amount we have to play Matthew at the four.
Yeah.
Because the way this team is constructed right now, if Norchad doesn't come back, it's going to be a lot, even if he doesn't start there. So, not to tell you to name some guys just randomly on the spot, but I do
think... Is that what you're asking me to guys?
No, what I'm asking you, that's why I said I'm not asking you to do that, because get the hell out of here, right? We're going to pull some name out of your ass. Assuming Norchad doesn't come back, how do you want to address, you know, like, is it we need another power forward that's more like low block guy? Like, I know Melissa wants a stretch four, so I'm not going to ask her. But, you think we need another, you know, 6'10", 6'11", like, I play on the block type of guy? Like, where do you think we need to fill the gap there?
I think that the versatility with Brandon Johnson kind of gives you some freedom in what you want to look at, right? His ability to guard the post and whatnot. Can I just say this first, though? I definitely think that the guard is first priority, right?
Like, oh, no, for sure. But we went through that, and we have targets. It appears at least, I mean, I haven't really seen a lot of rumors around bigs, and
there's been a few guys that we've reached out to, but I know like some of them, it's been a while since I've even seen like, you know, if they've committed elsewhere or whatnot.
So I think Coach L is kind of agreeing with you and prioritized, okay, we need
more. Yeah. But right now,
you know, assuming Norchad's gone, we have the front court. We know who the starting center and power forward is, but so what do we need to supplement that with?
Yeah, I think you just look for a high energy guy, right, that can run the floor. I don't think he needs to have like a huge, like an immense bag of like post moves or whatnot, but a dude that's like a rim runner, can set good screens, can run the floor, you know, in that quick pace and, you know, play some defense as well. So I think it's just like a general type thing. I don't think it necessarily has to be one skill set. I mean, Brandon Johnson is your stretch, right? Like, dude shoots it from NBA range. So
we need Anthony Walker back. That's what I heard.
Yes.
Runs the floor. High energy guy.
But shoots the three better.
I mean, I would just like him to not attempt the three.
Townsend has been connected to some big schools, man. I think he's going to go somewhere to start, too. So, I mean, unless we're going to bring him in to start and Brandon Johnson off the bench, too.
Bless you.
Yes, he is.
Arkansas.
Well, I mean, Arkansas is in worse shape rosterized than we are.
Well, Calipari's right now. Building from scratch over there.
Yeah, but so I think again, and then I guess the last thing to shake out is, you know, the three position. We technically, right now, it's technically our deepest position on the team. It's got Cleveland Wookah and Keyshawn. And Keyshawn, all small forwards, but I think we're likely to have
one of them.
Just Cleveland back.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind having Wookah back. I think for him it's about role definition. He's not the guy. He can't be asked to be the guy. I think him as like a spot up shooter in basically his role from 2 years ago. He did get better. He's never and never is gonna be Isaiah Wong, and we put too much on him. Asking him to pick that gap up, and he's not the playmaking guard. And so, but I think as a wing scorer playing off of Jaleel and off of
who's Max talking about?
The dude from
Indiana Kareem Abdul Jabbar,
Indiana State, the legend from Indiana State.
If you tell me what a Miami player looks like and say what's the opposite, it's that dude.
Dude, he's a baller.
That dude can't play at Miami. I don't care.
I was wondering who he was referring to.
I thought he was talking about. That Brenda's guy, that's out of eligibility, but a joke because he mentioned
Golke.
Yeah,
no, he's not eligible.
Yeah, no, he's like an 18th year senior,
but Brenda, no, that this is Brenda's guy, Kareem Abdul Jabbar. Brenda, yeah,
it's such a great nickname. Look,
can I just say something? You brought up Brenda. Shout out to my guy, yeah. Brenda, got the job at my old high school, head varsity coach. He was a varsity coach somewhere else. He stepped down because his kids were really young, so he just didn't have the time. It's a lot of work, but it took over at my old high school. So shout out to him. Friend of the show.
He is. He is definitely a friend of the show.
I mean, guest host.
Yeah.
Ezra is. I don't know who this person is. Matt, help.
That's another... It's Brandon Johnson's old teammate at ECU, I believe, right, Max? I'll confirm.
So we're gonna recreate a team that couldn't.
And look at Javon Small.
Just like I must have missed ECU like winning the championship at some point recently. That we think just grab their team and insert them in the.
Matt, is there anybody in the portal that you like hope Miami reaches out to or? That you would want to come to Miami?
Mustafa Hamza.
A name.
Well, he's already gone. He went to Ole Miss.
Who was that?
MBJ.
Oh, did he commit to Ole Miss?
Yeah, he committed to Ole Miss. Wait, was it Ole Miss? Yeah.
Wait, so yeah, not Ole Miss. Not Pitt. Mm-hmm. We don't have to see him in the ACC.
Yeah. I mean, I think Javon Small is like a huge name. So if we could get him.
Okay, so given that,
are you talking about Pringle, Max? Sorry, no. Go ahead.
I saw Pringle enter the portal. But Pringle's a center.
Was Pringle a center? I don't remember.
Anyway, so in terms of roster balance, though, we got the like, how many more do we need to get in the portal? We're assuming only one of the small forward stays. And that
I didn't mean to do that.
And that Norchad doesn't come back. Just, I think those just, are.
I say two.
Those are the two working assumptions.
Jeez, so. It's very sensitive.
So how many, what are we at though?
Okay, so we've got, we've got,
this is confusing for me. Okay, go ahead.
Nigel, Jaleel, Matthew Cleveland, Brandon Johnson, Lynn Kidd, Jobe, Schwartz, and Johnson Arugu.
So you have it. Okay.
We're at 8.
Yeah. I think it's, I think you try to add 3.
Yeah. I think 2.
I think you, I think you add a guard. I think it's what Max said. I mean, we talked about this like last few shows. You prioritize the guard, another big, and then you just try to add another guard for depth that maybe has some more size.
Yeah, I guess the one thing that's changed, and I don't know that necessarily changes my answer, but the one thing that's changed for me a bit is I did not expect to be targeting and potentially landing a clear no-brainer starting guard.
Oh, like Javon.
Which now leads me to believe we're going to have to play a lot of three-guard lineups, which then kind of, do we actually want... Now, how many wings do we really need if we're playing three guards? And kind of shifts my perspective a little bit. Is Cleveland going to get more minutes at the 4? Does that mean we definitely don't need another 4? Really, we just need more height off the bench.
When you can also look at it as, you know, Julio, you know, Bethea is coming in, you know, highly touted, whatever. But at the end of the day, he's still a freshman. And maybe Larinaga still wants to have options.
Well, no, I mean, I think it's as simple as Small is so talented. You just figure it out. You don't worry about anything else. You have the opportunity to acquire that talent. You do, and then you figure it out.
No, Max. And,
Oh, man. Dude, that guy is so sensitive. He was like replying to people in the comments, like talking about him transferring. So soft.
Woga and Keyshawn are still in play, and Norchad are still in play. We think all 3 of them will be gone. When we talk about numbers, that's our working assumption. Now, obviously, that could change. In which case, that would lower the number of.
We think Cleveland's the most likely to come back. Like, we think he's staying.
I don't think Matthew's even making a decision.
Yeah.
I think
Keyshawn's going to end up in the draft. I think Norchad more so likely ends up in the draft. I mean, he's already declared. Do we think he's coming back? Probably not. And then Woga, honestly, we all thought he was leaving, so we're not really sure. Is he as soft as PJ Hall's mom?
I don't even know what Matt Cross is. Like, who are we talking about? Look, man. Unfortunately, oh man, they got the last left on us. That was the high water mark. Norchad waving bye to him, and it went downhill pretty quickly from there for us, and not for them.
It's like the last time we won a game.
The last game we won was the game I missed because of COVID. I got COVID the day before, and we beat Virginia Tech at home. To, I believe, go, I want to say 500 or maybe a game above 500 or several games above 500 in ACC play. And we're like, hey, start of a run here. And we lost 11 games in a row or whatever set the season. Oh, yeah. That's spiraled out of control pretty quickly.
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. We get buckets. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good Sox.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.